Untold books have been written about Abraham Lincoln. There have been many movies, and one of them, the new Spielberg movie, is opening up today. It's Lincoln. Jim Pinkerton with Fox News contributor is here with us right now. Hi, Jim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Have you had seen a preview of Lincoln yet?
I did. I saw it a couple weeks ago, and it's a wonderful movie, and I wrote about it for Fox News Opinion this morning.
And? What do we know with this movie that we never knew before, or is it just a retelling of the story?
It's a retelling, but the genius of it is that it only takes 3 months of his life. And he lived for 56 years, and so there's plenty to be said about him, and, you know, every step of the way. But it focuses on the period from January to April 1865, which are the last 3 months of his life. And what's so remarkable about the movie is that it shows, just as those audio clips you were playing earlier demonstrate, he was dealing with the war and the challenge of being a war leader and how to win a war. He was dealing with the political challenge of getting the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, through the United States House of Representatives, and he was trying to keep people focused on that. And in terms of, this is our opportunity to speak to history here and make America enter the modern era of, you know, post-slavery. And the other part of the movie, the third part, as it were, is Lincoln the family man with a difficult wife, shall we say?
That's what they tell us.
That's all true. And Sally Field is a dynamite, Mary Todd Lincoln, and showing how, you know, a woman who was mother of four, two of whose children had died in childhood of disease, and she had a third son who wanted to join the army, fight for the Union, but she didn't want him to, and so it's a tension there. And ultimately, he does. It captures again the three elements of Lincoln's elements of Lincoln's life: the war leader, the political maneuverer, including a willingness to use hard-nosed tactics to get the thing through the House of Representatives, and then third, the guy on the home front.
And so, what is old is new again. It sounds as if we keep coming back to Abraham Lincoln.
Well, as I said, he, more than any other president, Lincoln shapes our idealized conception of the presidency. I mean, he was a commander-in-chief. He's an austere figure. He's burdened by the office. He's resolved to finish the mission. He's humble in origin. He's somber, but a great orator. Now, not every president has lived up to that Lincolnian ideal, to be sure, but every president, as I mentioned in the piece for Fox, on November 1st, Diane Sawyer interviewed President Obama in the Oval Office, and they're looking at a picture of Abraham Lincoln in the office there, and Diane Sawyer asked the president, when you see that, what do you think? And the president said, look, this job is not easy. This job was not supposed to be easy.
Going into the movie, Jim, are we going into it for a historical lesson, or are we going into it for great Hollywood?
By now people go to movies, it seems like, half the time to see, Transformers 6 and, Spider-Man 17 and so on and so on. But, there was a time when people went to movies, they were just great dramas, Judgment at Nuremberg or Advised Consent, to name a couple that come to mind. This is more in that tradition. It is not 3D action. There's not much Civil War. There's some. You definitely get a feel for the Civil War as it was fought and experienced, including the tragedy of it all. There's no heroic battle speeches. And there's no glorious cavalry charge. It's not that movie. It's not Gettysburg from the movie from 20 years ago or so. It's a different movie. However, it is. As we think about times of crisis, and we're in a time of crisis now, but fortunately, we're not anywhere near the kind of crisis we were in 1865, or during the Civil War, and it just sort of puts things in perspective. There's a little bit of sort of take your medicine and eat your spinach in the movie.
But you love it.
There's worse things. There's worse things. You can't eat chocolate cake all your life.
That's right, and you love it. Jim Pinkerton on Lincoln opening today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.